The last few weeks, we've been going through a sermon series on what it means to be the church, who we as God's people are called to be. And today, we're going to hear the Apostle Paul call us to be ambassadors for Christ, to bear this message of hope and reconciliation to the world. So listen to God's word this morning from 2 Corinthians 5 and hear both the commands to be ambassadors as well as a description of this incredible message that we carry. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, "Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you the opportunity to take pride in us so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God, and if we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again." So from now on, we regard one another not from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled to us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he was committed to us the message of reconciliation. And we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I must admit that this image of being Christ's ambassadors is one of my favorite ways to understand the church. I think it paints a beautiful picture of who we are as a people gathered and the kind of work that we're called to do out in this world. An ambassador is somebody who goes and speaks on behalf of another, who advocates for someone who can't advocate for themselves. And there's many kinds of ambassadors in this world. Think of a diplomatic ambassador, somebody who leaves their home country to go and advocate for their own country in a foreign land, who works for good policies, or who shares their cultural insights with another country. There's a thing called patient ambassadors now at hospitals. And if you're a patient, you can have somebody come and advocate for you, somebody who will be your ambassador, who takes your cares and your worries and your concerns out to the rest of the hospital, who voices your words in a way that you couldn't do because you're the patient in that situation. There's even something called a brand ambassador. You can be hired for a company like Nike or Coke, and your job is to go out there and get the word out about your product, to look for opportunities to advertise, to share the vision and the mission of your company, and to explain to the world, to really bring that product out into the greater society. In a lot of ways, I must admit, I feel like a brand ambassador for Financial Peace University. And there are some days that I must admit, I'm a walking billboard for FPU. I absolutely love Financial Peace, and I talk about it every chance that I get. I don't just do it because it's my job to get up here on Sunday mornings and to announce this program that we're doing. I do it because I think Financial Peace is the best thing since sliced bread. I really believe in the program and what it offers to us, and I've seen the difference it makes in my life. I think that finances are such a difficult thing in our world today. They create so much anxiety and worry and fear. And I don't think the world is working for us. I think the world is trying to get our money, to make us insecure, to make things difficult for us. And I know that God wants something better for us than that. So I talk about financial peace every chance that I get. I've told my family about it. I tell people in the grocery store as I'm waiting in line to check out. I've told my college friends about it. When I run into you guys during the week, I tell you about it and how much I love it. I think everybody should take this class. And by the way, there's a class going on now, and if you're not a part of it, there's still time. Amazingly, 22 people from our church have signed up to take our classes this summer. 22 people are trying to learn what it means to have financial peace. And it's an incredible program, and I can't say enough about it. And as you can see, I can't keep myself from talking about it. But it's because I believe in the program, and it's what makes me such a good ambassador. It's what makes me such a good person to carry this message out to the world, because I believe in the product that I'm endorsing. Today we're talking about a different kind of product, a different kind of message. But it's one that we should be equally as passionate about, and one that we are called to be an ambassador for. Today we're talking about the message of God's grace, His love for this world. And we are charged with the responsibility of carrying this message to everyone that we meet. Here in our text today, Paul's reminding us that Jesus loves us so much that He has died for our sins so that we could be reconciled to God. Like the song says, "Where your love ran red, my sins washed white, I owe all to you." And we do indeed owe all to Jesus, because He has loved us and cared for us and died on our behalf. Because of Jesus, we are no longer separated from God, but can know Him personally and intimately, and our lives can be transformed. Because of Christ, we have been made entirely new. We're called a new creation, and Paul says that the old is gone and the new has come. All those worries and fears and burdens that we've carried have been taken from our shoulders, and we have been brought before our Heavenly Father and called His sons and daughters. Today, because of Christ, we have been adopted, forgiven, and loved. And today, we are entrusted with this message, the most important message there is, and invited, commanded to take it to the world. Today, as God's people, as the church, we are called Christ's ambassadors. We are to advocate and labor on His behalf. But we can't do that unless we believe in the message, unless we're passionate about this message and has seen the difference that it has made in our own lives. So today, people of God, are you passionate about the message that God has entrusted to us? Have you seen the difference His love has made in your life? Are you compelled to share about it just as passionately and as energetically as I am compelled to share about financial peace? What difference has God made in your life? What is the message that He has given you to share? For me, as a new Christian, the thing that struck me most about God was His incredible love for me. That He loved me even when nobody else did. That He stood by my side and I was valuable and wanted. And I wasn't alone in this world. Now, as a more mature Christian, the difference God makes in my life is that I know that things will turn out okay. I have faith that God has everything under control, even when it doesn't feel like my life is in control. I have this deep-seated belief that God is here with me, that He wants what's best for me, and that He is directing my steps, and that even when things are difficult or when I don't have the kind of control over life that I would like, that it's okay, because God has control and He knows how the future is going to turn out. And because of this faith, because of my experience with God, I've learned to trust Him and to love Him, and to allow Him to direct my steps. And I felt this peace in my life. This is the difference that God's message of love has made in my life. And this is the message God has given me to share with the world. I wonder what difference God has made in your life, what message He has given you to share. It's easy to think of what God did for us when we first became a Christian, that love and forgiveness, that joy of knowing God for the first time. But I think that that fades quickly. And unless we continue to be loved and cared for by God, unless we continue to know how God is providing for us, we lose that initial passion and that initial energy. So it's important for us to think about what God is doing now in our lives and how God is caring for us this day. Maybe you find that God has healed you from a difficult relationship, that your heart has been comforted, your life has been put back together. Maybe God has given you the strength to persevere through a difficult situation, losing a job, a health issue, a conflict. Maybe today you find your life filled with purpose and excitement, and you see a new direction in your life, and that doors have been opened, and God has cleared a path for you, and you're invigorated and excited. How has God ministered to you lately? What is the message that He has given you to share with the world? We're called to be ambassadors for Christ, but we can't be an effective ambassador unless we're excited about this message, unless we are passionate about what God is doing right here and right now. Are you as excited about Jesus today as you should be, as you were when you first came to Christ? Are you as excited about what God is doing in your life as you are about your favorite sports team or the last book that you read? Do you get fired up talking about God? Do you talk about Him every chance that you get? Are you a willing ambassador for Christ? Or do you hold back and shy away from this job? Paul has this great line out there in the text today. Him and his fellow Christians were being accused of being a little crazy. The world thought that he was out there, out of his mind. And Paul says something along the lines of, well, at least if we're out of our minds, we're out of our minds for Jesus. Wouldn't it be great to be out of our minds for Jesus? Let me ask you, when was the last time that you were this excited for God? Really, when was the last time you were willing to make a fool of yourselves for God? Has anybody ever accused you of being out of your mind because of your faith? Do you talk as passionately and as openly about Christ as you do about what you did last weekend or the latest diet you've tried? And if not, why not? The message of God's love is the most important message that we can share. And it's the message that we have been charged with bringing out to this world. I'll admit it's not always easy. There are challenges associated with being an ambassador, being a representative of heaven, living here on this earth. It's hard to live as a foreigner in a foreign land, to hold fast to what makes us unique as followers of Jesus. It's easy to fall in love with our new home, to forget the joy and the passion of heaven. And there's so much that distracts us from the life God has called us to live. So we drift away, and we lose that passion we once had, and we forget the difference that God's love really makes on our life on a day-to-day basis. It's difficult being an ambassador for Christ because it's awkward talking about our faith. We don't know how people are going to react. We don't want to offend anybody. So we hold back, trying not to jeopardize a friendship. Even if the most loving thing we could do would be to share a word of comfort or of hope. It's difficult being an ambassador for Christ because we've lost the urgency. Think of the disciples, the first century. They knew Jesus was coming back. They had seen him face to face, and they longed for his return. Today, we know Jesus is coming back, but I don't think most of us expect him to come back tomorrow. So there's no urgency, no need to get to action right here and right now. So the excitement fades away. There's new things happening in our lives, and we're busy. The opportunity just never seems right to share this great message. Why invite somebody to church this weekend? There's always next weekend and the weekend after. So why put ourselves out there and and go through this awkward, uncomfortable situation of telling somebody about our faith and inviting them to something that they might not want to come to, when we can always do it later. And yet the love of God should compel us to share this message. It should drive us out to the world and should fill us with joy in talking about what God has done for us. We know what it's like to go through life without God. We've found the joy and the adventure of knowing Him. My life wouldn't be the same without God. I am so thankful that somebody went out on a limb to reach out to me and share that love with me. And a love for others should drive us to share that with them, to give them the greatest news that the world could imagine, to reconcile the world to God. We as a church are called to be ambassadors for Christ, to share this message with all that we meet. We can do that in a couple of ways. We're an ambassador for Christ when we tell our own story, when we share what God's doing in our life right now. Doesn't mean we have to share our entire story. Doesn't mean we need to explain every part of the faith. But we are an ambassador for Christ when we testify to what God has done, how He's loved us, how He's cared for us, how we've been comforted by His love. We're an ambassador for Christ when we live by kingdom values, when we prioritize things like generosity, justice, and peace. The way we act, the way we live our lives, the way we embrace the things that God embraces is a way that we are ambassador for Christ and share His message. And we are an ambassador for Christ when we trust God in all that we do, when we hold steady to the path that He's set before us, even in the midst of challenges and frustrations and fear, but to hold true to His word and to remain steady pursuing Him. There are opportunities to be Christ's ambassadors everywhere we go. Everything that we do, every word that we say represents Christ. You know, whether we're wearing a necklace that's a cross, or we have a Christian bumper sticker on our car, or somebody knows that we go to church, just because people know we're Christians, they're automatically looking to us to find out who God is and what He has to offer to us. So everywhere we go, our office, our schools, our neighborhoods, the gym, everywhere we go, we represent Christ to this world. So how do we do this? How do we be the best ambassadors for Jesus that we can be? Well, I'd say today, if when you look at your own faith, you don't have that excitement and that passion that you once had, I'd say maybe today what it means to be a good ambassador is to recapture that joy and that excitement, because we can't share God's message convincingly if we don't believe it ourselves, if we haven't experienced God's love and been transformed by His grace. So if you find yourself lacking in excitement and joy today, maybe the first step you need to take is to seek God. To think of when you first felt that excitement, what was happening in your life then, what you were doing differently, and then figure out how you can get that passion back. One of the best ways to do this is to join a small group, to gather with other Christians who are studying God's word and encouraging one another and sharing stories of what it means to go through life and to seek to live faithfully. We have so many incredible groups here to help you do that. Men and women gathered to study and pray and encourage one another. And if you need help igniting that spark and finding that passion, I'd invite you to look in your bulletin, find some of these groups, and to come Wednesday night, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, Friday evening, Thursday evening. So many opportunities to connect with other Christians and be encouraged and to find that joy once again. We can't be an effective ambassador unless we believe in the message. And God's message of love is for us just as much as it is for this world. And God wants to know and love and care for you today. And He's waiting to meet you in this place. And if you today have that spark and know what God is doing in your life and are excited and filled with passion for the love of God, don't hold it back. Get out there and share the message of God's love with all that you've got. Be bold and courageous. Invite somebody to church this week. Invite somebody to church. Share your story. Tell somebody what a difference God has made in your life. Be out of your mind for God. Remember the importance of this message, the greatest message ever given, and let God's love compel you. It's not always going to be easy, but we as God's people are His ambassadors, and it is our job to bring this message of love and reconciliation into the world. Let us pray. God, I thank you that you first loved us, and that we have known and tasted and seen the goodness of your grace. I ask that you would help that be fresh in our minds today. God, that we would be inspired and transformed by your goodness. God, and that we couldn't help but to share what you've done. God, send us out into the world boldly to testify to your love, to share this message, and to be an ambassador for Christ in all that we do. In your name we pray. Amen.